Well, yesterday, President Trump signed what's been called the Right to Try bill into a law that will allow terminally ill patients to more quickly try medications that haven't yet been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. President Trump says it will save thousands of lives. Detractors say it could be harmful to people and could undermine the whole protective clinical trial system if people opt for untested drugs first. Erin Mershon is senior Washington correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Erin, another criticism? The FDA already has a compassionate use or expanded access program that allows people to apply to get their drugs more quickly, and that should be enough.
You're right. I think one of the main criticisms of this legislation has been that a very similar process or pathway already exists. So it's important to say in this discussion that what we're talking about is not some new thing that patients couldn't access before. It's sort of a different pathway, and exactly how the patient definition will be defined or exactly which drugs might be used under one pathway or another is still up to sort of the regulators to define. But in general, the Food and Drug Administration did have a pathway in place where patients with terminal or life-threatening conditions could come to them with the help of their physician and ask the FDA to approve a request for an experimental treatment that they were in the process of reviewing. And right now, I mean, the statistics show they're granting those requests in about 99% of cases, often within a very short time frame.
But we understand that some of the criticism is that it's not a short time frame and that even a short time frame for somebody who's terminally ill is too long. I mean, some felt that the system itself was just too bulky. What does this new law mean? Does it mean that you don't have to go to the FDA anymore? You can just ask your doctor?
It's a little more complicated than that. So the new law essentially lets you work with your doctor to go straight to a drug company and ask for permission to use the drug. The drug company is not under any obligation to give you the drug, and if they decide to, they can charge you, so you might have to work with your insurance company on how to pay for that drug. And the drug company will still have to report that it's sort of engaged in that sharing process with you to the FDA at the end of the year. It just sort of takes out the FDA step in the middle, which supporters say is important for some patients. I think it's important to say, though, I want to say there are about 36 state laws in effect that do very similar things, and it's not really clear yet that any of those have been used. So exactly how many patients this will help, exactly how many people there are out there who would need to access this pathway in a different way, separate from what was already in place at the FDA, is really unclear right now.
So you've just said that the drug companies that might work directly with a doctor and patient do have to report to the FDA. Do these drugs have to reach any kind of bar of testing from the FDA?
Absolutely, yeah. The drug companies aren't allowed to share a drug unless it's in an active clinical trial and it has to have passed through phase one. Supporters say that that's sort of a basic safety threshold that the drug will have had to meet. But opponents are saying that even drugs that have sort of met those basic safety thresholds might not be as safe as some people think they are, certainly haven't been proven effective yet. They're worried about snake oil salesmen, I guess is the best way to put it, who might try to take advantage of desperate, vulnerable patients who are at a very tough and trying time in their lives and who might be willing to try anything at all, might be willing to pay anything at all. And this is taking the FDA's role in overseeing patient safety and efficacy out of that equation.
Well, and then the supporters of this say these people, you know, are dying and they should be able to have their last wishes when it comes to their medicine. So that's been the tug of war there. But there's also concern that this might undermine the entire system because clinical trials and the infrastructure of medication right now depends on people becoming involved. And if people are not involved because they're taking these other pathways, they might undermine it.
I think that's right. I think there's a concern that any time that you start to move away from the FDA's role in overseeing the safety and efficacy of the medicines that Americans are taking, that American companies are developing, people raise issues. I think that's absolutely a concern that opponents have with this legislation.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, President Trump asked FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb to start this, you know, in 15 minutes. Don't wait. But he, of course, was one of those who joined many Republicans concerned about rushing this bill through. When might it start?
That's a great question. I think a lot of that is up to the FDA at this point. So they have to sort of set out the regulations or the guidance to define exactly which patients will be eligible for this pathway, exactly which products will be eligible for this pathway. Commissioner Gottlieb said, told the president yesterday that he's ready to start as quickly as he possibly can. But I know right now, you know, we saw some an internal email from the FDA that showed that they're, at least for now, directing questions to drug companies and while they still work on that guidance and that regulation.
That's Erin Mershon, senior Washington correspondent at STAT. Erin, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Robin.